Thank you, Mr. Moderator. As you can see here from the PowerPoint, the title is Factor Affecting Acceptance of HIV Testing Among Antenatal Care Attendings, with Emphasis on Role of Male Partners, specifically in Wolaita Zone, Ethiopia. I don't have any relationship to disclose. This is my outline of presentation. It has introduction, objective, methodology, result in discussion, and conclusion, recommendation, and at the end, acknowledgement. When we come to the introduction part, as we all know, HIV testing is an entry point for PMST intervention, and then the health of pregnant women and unborn babies is affected by many factors, and one of which is HIV infection among pregnant women. However, as you can see here from 2007-2010 HIV AIDS roadmap, only 40% of pregnant women are tested after counseling. This can be attributed to many factors, and personal, institutional, and societal factors were given emphasis in different occasions, but there was no emphasis was given to male partners' role. And this study has emphasized on the role of male partners in HIV testing of pregnant women and tried to indicate some strategies to enhance the contribution of male partners in HIV counseling and testing, and as well PMCT. This is a general objective to assess factors affecting acceptance of HIV testing with emphasis on role of male partners. Specific objective, assess involvement of male partners in HIV testing, assess socio-democratic factors that affect acceptance of HIV testing among pregnant women, and to describe decision-making towards HIV testing by ANC attendees. When we come to samples of the methodology, the study is cross-sectional study, which was conducted on 412 pregnant women which came to the specific health centers. We used structured questionnaire from March to April 2010 in three public health centers. Single population proportion was used to determine the sample size, and APM4 and SPSS softwares were used to enter and analyze the data. The study was triangulated by focus group discussion. The focus group discussions were among three groups: male partner or husbands of pregnant women by the time, pregnant women by themselves, and nurses or providers of the service. The three health centers were the only health centers by the time which were providing PM service in the zone. Based on their client flow they had during the preceding period in the quarter of the study period, proportionate sampling method was used to allocate the sample size into these three health centers. When we come to result and discussion part, HIV testing acceptance was found to be 74.5%, which is lower than the Ethiopian and the Ghanaian study, which was done maybe a year back, and the Ministry of Health HIV AIDS prevention and control office target, which was about 90%. And this implies that still an effort should be done to increase HIV testing acceptance rate among pregnant women. Stigma and discrimination by the community, husband reaction and fear of this positive test result were reasons that hamper higher acceptance to HIV testing, and similar justifications in studies conducted in Ethiopia and Nigeria was found. And this findings highlight the importance of pre-test counseling to address anxiety, concerns about partner reaction, and as well, we should do something about on this stigma and discrimination by the community. On some socio-demographic data, urban residents which were more likely to accept HIV testing, here you can see the adjusted odds ratio indicates 6.5. That means 6.5 times urban residents were more likely to be tested than rural areas. And this can be explained by rural pregnant women may have not access to information on antenatal care, HCT, and PMCT. And as well, pregnant women with formal education had a higher probability to accept HIV testing, which is 2 times higher. And this can be explained by the fact that educated women are better in assessing the benefit of HIV testing. Pregnant women living with partners or cohabitation who cohabited with their partner were more likely to accept HIV testing with adjusted odds ratio of 2.5. This can be explained by that living together or cohabiting can facilitate discussion on HIV/AIDS, and this in turn can increase HIV testing acceptance. When we come to the decision-making part, only one-fourth of the pregnant women could independently decide to accept HIV testing. As the rest, more than maybe around 73% need joint decision or defer to their partner. Here you can see from the pie chart, only 27% can decide independently. Pregnant women refugee participants mentioned that most women defer their own right to decide on HIV testing to husbands. This can substantiate the previous findings. As well, nurse refugee participants also reported that majority need partner consultation. They don't do by themselves. This can be explained by the fact that women hold lower social and economical positions than men, and this socially constructed aspects within societies influence different health outcomes of the woman. For instance, just accept HIV testing. When we come to the involvement of male partners, only 5% of the study participants or the pregnants were involved just by accompanying or getting tested for HIV/AIDS. This finding was supplemented by study in Addis Ababa, which was found to be 10% involvement, and in Rwanda, 3%. As well, lower than the Ministry of Health's expected number, by the time which was 25%, at least 25% of the male partners should come and accompany their partners during HIV testing and antenatal care. And then maybe this can be explained by that men wouldn't be comfortable in a place where women predominate and pregnancy issues were considered as an issue of females. This was found from the pregnant women FGD participants. Here are some of the quotes from nurse FGD participants, which strengthen the previous findings that women with a negative test result are highly willing to invite their partners, but a positive test result, they refuse to do that with positive test result. The other refugee participants of nurse said that sometimes pregnant women are afraid to convey our invitation. They don't discuss such issues. I think that is making the gap. But as to my experience, there are male partners with a positive attitude, and as well, there are partners who refuse to come and even disapprove the test result of their own wife. This is the direct saying of the refugee participants. Male refugee participants also participants has a chance or explained that if men were approached, there would be a chance to increase their involvement. These sayings of the male partner refugee participants was supported by a 2007 Rwanda report. Male partner involvement reached to 88%, which was as a result of partner invitation via letter or community provider partnership or community-based activities which led them to be involved. This demonstrates that if male partners are approached, there can be hope to improve their participation or involvement. In this study, almost two-thirds of pregnant women do not have a habit of discussion with their partner about HIV, STI, and discussion was significantly associated with HIV testing acceptance. That means the one who discuss are more likely to accept HIV testing. This shows discussion allows exchange of ideas between partners, they discuss, and then that can lead to HIV testing. Okay. Difference in disclosure rates was also found from this study. With negative test results, almost maybe 90% of the study participants had a plan to tell to their partners, but when it comes to the positive result, only 32% of the study participants planned to disclose their test result. This finding was similar with the Nairobi finding, which is 95% for negative results and 34% for positive. The lower disclosure rate with positive test result maybe can be explained by fear of these adverse social outcomes like verbal abuse, domestic violence, or up to maybe divorce. So majority of PhD participants also state that women do not feel comfortable to disclose their positive test result to their partner. When we come to the conclusion of this study, maybe nearly 3/4 of the women accepted HIV testing, though it is lower than the Ministry of Health target, 90%. It's encouraging for PMC uptake, still we can say. Stigma, discrimination, husband reaction and fear of positive test results are hampering higher testing rates. Pregnant women who had attended formal education and reside in urban, living with their partner, are more likely to accept HIV testing. Majority women do not decide independently. We have seen previously just only 1/4 they decide independently. Partner involvement in HIV counseling testing during ANC is very low, which is only 5%. So based on the result, the health centers should give intensive information and focus on to the rural areas. They should focus to the rural areas, disseminating information. Stigma and discrimination should be addressed by just the level of HAPCOS, different level of HAPCOS, HIV AIDS Prevention Control Office, through strong information, education and communication. Women should be empowered on decision making by different strategies. PMC's program should give emphasis on involvement of a male partner. It should not be only about women. Men support group should be there. In Ethiopia, we have the experience of women support group. These women, positive women, they gather, and then they encourage other women, positive women, to come to the health center and to be involved to the PMC program. So like that, men support support group should be there. Fathers should be invited to ANC and should be tested, and as well for the whole program of PMCT. Male-friendly counseling at PMCT, there should be male-friendly counseling, because as we have seen earlier, most of the time men do not want to go just to the place where women predominate, and they may consider this ANC as the task of only women. So health centers should use couple counseling. They should encourage, they should invite. And as these studies has considered or taken as study subjects only women, so research directly on men should be encouraged. I want to give warm and maybe special gratitude to Dr. Rima, though he's not here. He gave me valuable advice. Study respondents, as well to the Walaita Zone Health Department and Health Center staffs, and as well to my friend Jason, he's here with us. Just he encouraged me to come here and present this paper. Thank you.